News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. By the way, ZLA Solutions, you hear me talk about them all the time, but man, they're good at what they do. And I know them personally. They are solid, and they're all over North Alabama right now putting people back to work. So if you're looking for a job, check them out at ZLAUSA.com. They got a bunch of jobs posted. They told me just the other day they're posting some jobs right now that have like $20 an hour and some with benefits. So, yeah, they got good stuff out there. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Now, they've also, by the way, their bread and butter is helping employers staff out their employee workforce. So if you need more people for your workforce, just know this. You can do the same thing. Go to ZLAUSA.com. And they will square you away. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. So check them out and just know this. At ZLA, they like to say, at ZLA Solutions, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Okay, I'm kind of combining two segments here. You heard Copper even reference it a moment ago in her her comments in Copper's Corner. Did you see last night the complete change? Oh, well, all right, there were several changes. Number one, apparently the science is done. We can all take the masks off just in time for the ability to have the optics of having the State of the Union address in a mask-free environment. Although I am told, by the way, that that it was still required to have a negative COVID test to walk into the House chamber, which is just, it's just getting to the point of being stupid. We're so past that. We're so past that. Did they do a flu check before you walked into a flu test? Was that necessary? I don't think it was. But, you know, an AIDS test? Did they do an AIDS test? I don't know. Did they do that too? I don't know. Did they? I don't know. I mean, what else did they check? Chickenpox, measles? Did you have your vaccinations for polio? I don't, you know, whatever. But nonetheless, that's changed. But then here's the other thing that just like, wow. I mean, okay. How about we just go ahead and grab the narrative and switch it? So the top of the Democrat ticket, President Joe Biden, came out and said, we are not about defunding the police. Well, I got news, Mr. President. Yes, you are. Your party's been about defunding the police now for quite some time. Copper, by the way, I did not put it on the board. My apologies again. Clip one. Go ahead and get clip one ready for me, please, and highlight that when you got it on the board there. Good to go. Clip one is a montage of the number of people in the Democrat Party at various levels, most of them right at the very top, to include Vice President Kamala Harris, encouraging, supporting, exhorting the, you know, defund the police effort. It's a ridiculous effort. It makes no sense. And are you ready already? You got it good to go? That's right, there were no ads on that one, I don't think. Well, let's do this. I tell you what. Before I go too far down defund the police, and I've got Alabama examples of it and everything else of the calls for it, let me do this. Let me just take a minute or so and play you how many of those folks who clapped last night for funding the police have recently been calling for defund the police. Clip one, Copper, go ahead and play it.
So we've been talking about defunding the police.
There's some issues that we ask police to do, like mental health issues or policing in schools and all
Pelosi.
The rest, that perhaps we can shuffle some of that money around.
Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen.
Cori Bush.
We need to defund the police.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Vice
Not
President
only
Harris.
Do we need to disinvest for in police,
Ilhan
but we need
Omar.
To completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
So yes, defund your butts. Defund you.
Yes, I support Cori Bush again. The reallocation of resources from NYPD.
Democrat congressman whose name I forget.
From the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services.
They are talking about reducing
the mayor of New York.
The allocation of resources to that department. And I think every single city.
That's the head of the Department of Human Services, Health and Human Services.
Yes, I support the defund movement. I'm for responsible reallocation of resources.
And defund the police.
I think you do all those other things. You don't need
All right, stop it there. We get the picture.
So, yeah.
Just so you know, that goes on for 7 minutes. 7 minutes of elected Democrats calling for defunding the police. The level of hypocrisy. Well, you know what? Let me say this. Yes, there is hypocrisy in this. Yes, there is. By the way, President Biden, he might say, that is not what we stand for. Well, it's what you stood by and allowed to happen, Mr. President. You were president during the time frame when much of those comments were delivered in the public arena. You were standing idly by while the crime rate in this nation went through the roof, especially in the major metropolitan areas, many of which are controlled by the same Democrats whose comments are on that video. I'm just telling you. But apparently now they have recognized, as they head into the bloodbath that they're looking at for the 2022 midterms, the political bloodbath, that this is not a narrative they need to have tied to them, and they're doing all they can right now to get out of it. Oh, yeah. All right, folks, we're up against that hard break. We're going to come back for the final half hour of the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Number three on the Triple Dipper. They are running from their own words on defunding the police. More on that when we get back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Right now, 4:35 p.m., 3-2 is the date, March 2nd. Go home time for many of you, getting those car keys in your hand and think about the afternoon drive. Just be careful on the roads out there. And when you're going home, stop and consider, here's an idea. Maybe in the morning, on the way in, rather than just grabbing that, you know, that cheap burger or, you know, chicken biscuit or whatever, stop and think about, maybe I'll go a little bit better for myself this time and go to Just Love Coffee Cafe. I mean, stop and think about it. Just Love Coffee Cafe, you can first of all, you can do this thing. You can treat the entire office because they've got the best dry roast and coffees. They've got, you know, the light roast, the medium roast, all the dark roast, and you can actually get their coffee, and they'll go ahead and put together a pretty good batch of it into their barista box. You can take it with you. It serves 10 to 12 people at the office. You could be a hero, but you can also treat yourself to breakfast. Aside from their great house brews, and they've got all the cold ones too, the chai lattes and the iced tea and all that kind of stuff, get yourself maybe a cappuccino with espresso and thicker milk foam on it, and go ahead and add to that you want the not-so-plain Jane waffle, a traditional waffle with whipped cream and strawberries, bananas, peanut butter, blueberries, chocolate chips, powdered sugar, maple syrup. I'm just saying. Or the breakfast slider. Their breakfast slider is pretty epic, too, just so you know. It takes the usual sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and blows it out of the water. It's a traditional waffle stuffed with bacon or sausage, eggs, pepper jack, cheese, and maple syrup. Just come on. I mean, so Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they've got a special. It's still going. As far as I know, it's still going. You can go and text the word right side to 87338. Text the word right side to 87338, and you will get a free beverage, which includes that cappuccino I just mentioned, when you go in for your next visit. Right side is the promo code to 87338. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I am closing out the show right now on the issue of defunding the police because, you know, that was all the rage for a while. It was the hot thing. It was cool. It was cool to be that hipster, you know, liberal Democrat. We're going to defund the police. We have to reimagine police. Remember that? Reimagine policing. We have to reimagine policing. We got to change things because of the violence in our police forces. As we look at the epic levels of systemic racism and blah, 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 blah. You know what? First of all, I guarantee you right here in Alabama, if you will look at the police forces in this state, you will find a very diverse community. Every demographic is represented in the ranks of the men and women in blue. And they do their jobs, and they do them well. And if you have a bad apple who did something wrong, it does not mean you need to defund the entire force. That's ridiculous. That's like saying that when one soldier does something bad on the battlefield that you start defunding the army. That's ridiculous. But somehow or another, they were allowed the opportunity to have this narrative, and the Democrats promoted it wholeheartedly. Man, they loved it. All of a sudden, they were headed into a season of, oh, it's cool to be on top of the defund the police wave, and President Biden just stood idly by and let it happen. Didn't bother to take leadership until last night when they realized, oh, shoot, Take the masks off. Let's go ahead and have some clarity in here, and let's shake hands and look like everything's normal. And by the way, polling is showing that's really, really bad for us. So let's go ahead and talk about funding the police now. Story on Newsweek. Newsweek pointing out, dated yesterday, last night, President Joe Biden delivered his State of the Union and addressed and received bipartisan applause for his opposition to defunding the police. Interesting. And it's true. I watched it. And yet, here we are 2 years since all that started in the wake of the George Floyd incident. Crime rates across the nation have increased dramatically. Democrats have shied away from the movement. Now, Biden never endorsed defunding the police. And last month, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said defund the police is a dead slogan. Yeah, well, in the meantime, while they were allowing it to happen and encouraging it, and you heard Nancy Pelosi's voice a little while ago on that montage I played, she herself has said this. She herself. But nevertheless, homicides nationwide rose by 5%. Aggravated and gun assault rates also up. Aggravated assaults were up by 4%, gun assaults up by 8%. This is taking crime data from 20 major U.S. cities. Yeah. Never mind the fact, though, that Cori Bush, who is an activist in Congress, she is one of those who is a true activist with no concern for her words. None. Doesn't matter. She is an obnoxious, strident activist who literally said just last year, story off of Fox here, this is dated yesterday, reminding us that just last year in her defunding the police, she said this has to happen and people need to suck it up. That's what she said. Meanwhile, she spent $130,000 for private security because people need to understand that she got to be protected because she's important. I mean, we got to protect her because she's important. Well, maybe you shouldn't defund all the police and then spend a great deal of money hiring your own security where the average citizen who's impacted by the fact that you wanted to defund the police cannot afford to hire security. Representative Cori Bush, activist from Missouri. Or how about this? The story Copper referenced a little while ago. Let's bring it to Alabama for a little bit. Copper made reference to this during her Copper's Corner. There's a story out on AL.com. I touched on this the other day briefly, but I didn't have a chance to expand on it. So let me do so now. It's a weird narrative. But AL.com, not exactly known for being that bastion of conservatism. AL.com has a story dated just a couple of days ago. Over the weekend, actually. Headline. By supporting constitutional carry, are Alabama Republicans defunding the police? This is called trying to shift the blame. Oh, no. What do we do here? They're going to blame us for all that defunding thing. Hey, co-op them into it. They're trying to stand up for the Constitution. Quick, make it look like that's defunding the police. It's ridiculous. Alabama Sheriff's Association, of course, is worried about losing revenue they're gaining, but they're gaining revenue on the backs of constitutional liberties. So, yes, the reality is this. When you take away the permit fees, so here's the deal. The permit fees are allegedly for safety. They're for safety. It's all about safety. Okay, what if we did this? How about we do them all for free? What if you still have to have a permit, but there's no charge? Would they go for it? No, they wouldn't. Not at all. They don't want to be in charge of your background check and your permit. By the way, any of you like me who've got a concealed carry permit, I know a bunch of you are out there. It truthfully takes 5 minutes. And depending upon where you live, it might cost you $20, $30 a year. Or like Copper said, it could be a $300 lifetime. Depends on where you live, what county you're in. They have their own fees. But all that to say... It doesn't take very long. They type your name in the computer. They make sure you don't come back with a felony. They have you stand over there in my county. They have you stand over there at the same place where they take mugshots. And you get your picture taken. They print the card out. Bam. Now they've got it to where if you're going to renew it, you just do it online. How much are they really having to expend for the administrative aspects of doing your concealed carry permit? It's next to nothing. It's a money-making venture. So if they want to do it for free. Let's see how that goes. Okay, that's not going to happen. But more sticking more with Alabama. So here's one I pulled. I did. Listen, it was hard for me to do this, but I did. I went to the ACLUAlabama.org website. I know, I needed a shower when I was done, but nonetheless, I went there. Defunding the police is about community safety, says the ACLU of Alabama. This is dated from June of 2020, just so you know. It's a little bit outdated. It's a year and a half old. Nonetheless, this is what we've been dealing with in Alabama. This is a home front issue for us. The whole idea of defunding the police has not been that thing that's been happening in Chicago or, you know, Kansas City, Missouri, or Washington, D.C. It's been right here at home. It even points out ACLU of Alabama calls for defunding the police because that creates community safety, they say. And they tout, you know, certain efforts that are being done elsewhere. Like, they just love the fact that Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti announced that he was slashing $250 million out of his police budget. Yeah, how'd that work when the crime rate went through the roof, Mayor Garcetti? But then they also say the ACLU of Alabama is uniting in solidarity with Black Lives Matter to shift our approach to public safety by divesting from policing and reinvesting in communities targeted by police. Targeted. You know the only community that's targeted by police? Criminals. The criminal community is targeted by police. Just hear it on this show, you men and women in blue. You are much loved by this show and the people who work for it. And I know for a fact that you're not targeting any communities unless it's a criminal community. So there's that. Copper, I see you got a call coming in. I got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, so if he can get on the line, you highlight it for me and I'll grab it. In the meantime, let me just say this. There's a another organization called the Juvenile Justice Information League or something like that, and I got this off their website. It's a bit long. I'm not going to wind up going into it. But they attribute everything to 1963 Police Chief Bull Connor in Birmingham ordering attack dogs and fire hoses on protesters, which never should have happened. It was an image that galvanized the world. It was a black stain on Alabama's history. But nonetheless, they're trying to claim that that's where we are with policing today, never mind the fact that we have men and women of color in our ranks of our men and women in blue everywhere. And yet, somehow or another, Bull Connor is still the prototype of policing in Alabama, according to the Juvenile Justice Information League. Let me grab a couple of calls real quick. Chris from Lauderdale on line four. Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm good. Hey, appreciate your show. But you're talking about concealed carry. Have you read John Ross's book, Unintended Consequences?
I have not.
Read it. Get it out there. It's fiction. It covers a lot of factual things that actually happen in this country, but it is an excellent read and has a lot of education in it, even though it is fiction.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Chris.
I'd be glad to send a copy to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, at the very least, don't hang up yet. Give Copper the name and the author again off the air so she can write it on the board for me, and I'll write it down and check it out myself.
I'll do it.
All right. Thanks. Hang on the line, Chris. Copper, you get that information from Chris. In the meantime, let me grab Brian from Huntsville on line five. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Mighty fine. I hope you folks are, too.
I am indeed.
Good deal. As far as the constitutional carry, I do not think it's going to have that big an impact on our sheriff departments because most people that get it anyway go to multiple states, and therefore we want reciprocal identification for our firearms. Because
good
point. If I go to Tennessee and get a lottery ticket and I'm carrying, I get pulled over, all of a sudden I'm charged with illegally having a firearm if I don't have that permit.
No, you're exactly right. And so, yeah, the point is people are going to still wind up getting a permit just for that very reason. If you want to travel out of state, you don't want the other state who doesn't have your laws to not, you know, look fondly upon you when you get there.
Have a good one, sir.
Yeah. Hey, you too, sir. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll come back and wrap her up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're on number three of the Triple Dipper. I may have a little bit more because I've got things that relate to Birmingham, to Huntsville, to Montgomery, to Mobile. Let's see if I can get to any of those on defunding the police. They are running from their own words right now. It's funny to watch. Nothing to see here. We didn't say defund. Yes, you did. I got a 7-minute video of you saying it. All right, folks, hang in there. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. 4:54 p.m. right now on March the 2nd. We are in the go-home time frame, so you guys be careful on the road. And listen, as you're driving home, I'm hoping that this shifting in the weather is not having any, you know, adverse impact on your HVAC systems at the house. Because, I mean, like right here at the studio, the heat was on when I got here this morning. I had to turn the air on later in the day. And right now I'm technically freezing here in the studio. But let me tell you, if you need some work done on your heating and air conditioning system, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, Vandy's, the V, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. Vandy's is your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs. I mean, gas or electric, does not matter. And they're open 6 days a week, y'all. That's pretty rare. 6 days a week. You have something go bad on a Friday evening, they can come out and see you on a Saturday. And listen, it does not matter, like I said, if it's gas or electric, and they will also not try to upsell you on things you don't need. They'll give you a free estimate before they do any work. They've got a special going right now. James Vanderford asked me to go, the owner of the company, asked me to go ahead and tell you. They've got a special going for spring annual maintenance. As you're getting close to those warm weather months, they will come out and service those units and get them ready for the warm weather at $69 a unit. That's a good price. $69 a unit, and then it comes with a 10% discount on any repairs that are needed within a year of them doing that service. You got to love that. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, give them a call today at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, and tell them you heard about it right here on Right Side Radio. All right, hey, listen, just the final thing. I mean, I've got stuff right here on Birmingham that upfunded the police, but yet cut back on their capabilities by putting some impediments in place. The Mobile police chief, who did not agree with the defunding of police, he thought that was a more intense reform that did not seem to match, if I've read this report correctly, yeah, did not seem to match what he thought was the reality. He himself being a man of color, which I thought was great. He's not going with the narrative. And then you have Mayor Stephen Reed, a very liberal mayor, the mayor of Montgomery, who decided in June of 2020 that in the wake of everything else, he was going to capitalize on that opportunity. And he grabbed hold of this thing called the Eight Can't Wait program. Eight Can't Wait. Its recommendations, things like banning choke and strangled holds, which are already not in. Requiring de-escalation, which is already something they do. Requiring a warning before shooting. Okay, so you're about to shoot me, but I'm going to tell you don't shoot me before I shoot you for having your gun out. That makes no sense. Exhausting all alternatives before using deadly force. They already do that. The duty of other officers to intervene when unnecessary force is used. Meaning what? Go grab the officer and stop him from wrestling the bad guy to the ground? I don't understand. Ban shooting at moving vehicles. I'll just leave that laying there. Requiring a use of force continuum. They already do. They have training on this. The escalation of you know, use of force is already a part of their training. Anyway, all of this is part of this thing called the Eight Can't Wait. And it is put together by a group called Campaign Zero. Well, Campaign Zero, city of Montgomery, Alabama. Just so you know, Campaign Zero is an organization that calls for defunding police. And it got very controversial because even the organization Campaign Zero began to fracture because some of its co-founders were publicly admonishing the Eight Can't Wait program as not going far enough. By the way, when Montgomery adopted that, there were only two other cities that adopted it, San Francisco and Tucson. And so Birmingham was jumping in, man. And yet, you've got this organization, Campaign Zero. Its leadership began to shift into a more radical position, calling for defunding of police departments that would not just disband police, or not disband police, but instead they reallocate their funds from the department and funnel them to community services. That's that whole reimagining thing. That's right here in the capital of your state, Alabama. Well, I got news, folks. They are running from their own words now. You're not hearing defund the police as often. Some of the more ardent and strident members of the Democrat Party, like Cori Bush, are still saying, suck it up, you got to have it. But right now, President Biden trying to change the narrative before the 2022 elections get here, they are running from their own words on defund the police. Yep, they sure are. All right, great day. Good interviews, great Copper's Corner, good stuff on the topics. Plenty of things happening in the world. Keep your head on a swivel, keep your powder dry, keep your eyes on the horizon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. solid conservative and just plain right. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Have a great night.